Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
SinCity.Spruce.com.
SinCity
Radio.
Yo, what up, what up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. What's cracking? It's your boy Father Time, just chilling. Got my man Wick. What's up, dog? Wick, you with me?
What's good, old man?
What's happening, dude?
Shit, doggy dog world, just wearing some goddamn pork chop drawers, that's about it.
Yeah, it's hot as hell. What's up, Jane?
Ridiculous out there.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on with you?
Nothing much.
Okay. As y'all can tell, my man ain't with me tonight. He under the weather tonight, so I'm rolling solo. I'm starting to think I don't really need his ass, though, to be honest with you. I think it's pretty successful without his ass. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying. So what's up with y'all? What y'all got going on? Other than the heat. Happy 4th of July to everybody. I don't know if y'all celebrate it, but if you do, happy 4th.
Out there. Shit.
I know.
We hit 100 degrees today.
Oh, yeah.
We hit 100. It was hot as hell at that park. Yeah, it's one of those days.
I've been in the house.
I stepped out one time, and that was enough for me.
Okay. So I'm leaving it open to the callers tonight. Whatever y'all want to talk about, that's what we're going to roll with. So what's on y'all mind? Somebody got something they want to talk about? Get something off your chest? sledge me.
What? Why are you saying me?
I hear you over there breathing. You shining.
I don't have anything on my chest today.
Nothing?
Nope.
Did my friend call today?
Oh, I told you I wasn't talking to him.
I know, but I'm just saying, did he call?
No, because I ain't called him back from the last time he called. He probably got the hint.
That's kind of messed up. I mean, you were listening to them when you should have been listening to me.
I was listening to myself. I'm trying to move on with my life and start over anew and look backwards.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, if it wasn't for the show, I'd be mobbing to the drive-in. I want to go check out that Spider-Man. I'm going to the drive-in tonight.
To check out what movie?
Spider-Man came out today.
Didn't know anything about it.
Spider-Man, when the temperature dropped about 20 more degrees.
You ain't never heard of Spider-Man?
I didn't know another one was coming out, no.
Where you been?
I don't know.
Man, they share the commercials enough.
Y'all still got a drive-in up there?
Yeah.
I don't remember it being one when I was up there. Maybe I just never know where it was at.
It's called Valley High. It's right off 94. On your way to West Com.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's down there. See, they got Spider-Man, Men in Black, and that's my boy. I'll go just for Spider-Man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just one of those days, man. The heat's bumping. You know, then you got everybody finna stop popping off the firecrackers or the guns, whichever one you prefer. This is a dangerous night to be like a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
You mess around and be like thinking that's a firecracker, somebody dumping at you. You got no clue. You think, man, who popping them off the firecrackers? Man, my shirt red. Good night for the jackets.
So you about to go sit in a hot car in the drive-in? You got to hope it cool off.
Oh, you know it normally cools off at night.
Shit, not lately. It's hot as hell. It's been hot at night.
They ban fireworks down here because it's been so dry. They're not getting no rain.
In Illinois?
Indiana.
Indiana, they can't pop no fireworks at all in Indiana?
I don't know if it's in the whole state, but where I am.
You know somebody going to be popping them, right?
Yeah, I know they're going to pop them anyway, but.
Start a fucking forest fire.
But like, shit, my kids been waiting all year for this.
Shit,
I'm popping
really
one off.
I'd be scared to light that shit. That shit blew up in your face.
Yeah, kind of like those two matches that day.
Shit.
You remember when I took off those two matches and they lit by themselves?
You didn't barely touch them together. They just both fired. He tried to kill us. By the time tried to burn us up in the car.
Hey, they lit all by themselves. I just took them off the book and it just sparked. I mean, it was hot, but it wasn't that hot.
I wouldn't believe that shit if I wouldn't have saw it either.
Yeah, that's what you call a one in a lifetime. I can never do that shit again ever in life. You got a gun in my head, I still couldn't do it. I'll be trying, but I probably won't be able to do it. So it is, man. It's nasty hot. Ain't nobody got no topic for me tonight. I called myself, going send it to the caller. Got all these people listening, but nobody want to push one. It's all good. Fuck y'all too. Everybody.
Why are you acting like that?
Who said he acted?
I'm irritated.
You were supposed to say fuck everybody.
Well, fuck them all, that y'all talk about.
You know, they might be in a room full of people. They don't want to be making no noise and all this and that.
Shit, they might not got no air. It might be too hot for them to talk. Shit.
Yeah, that could be too.
So,
but I guess the best couple I can roll with right now is something I can talk about.
Okay.
We can go with baby mamas. We can go with ex-wives. You know, stuff I know about.
Why we gotta go to these goddamn depressing subjects? Baby mamas.
Well,
you said you
were friends with your ex-wife, so that shouldn't even be an issue.
Yeah, but not all the time.
Oh, okay. So you lied.
No, I never lie.
Damn!
So either you friends?
No, we friends.
Not.
We friends.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
No, we are friends. We are friends.
About
sister, she even called me when I was in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the baby mama,
mm-hmm.
We'll never be friends, ever. We'll never be friends. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, my daughter's grown now.
Mm-hmm.
So now I don't have to deal with her anymore. That's a beautiful feeling. That's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. You don't really have to deal with it no more.
Nope. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The day she turned 18,
uh-huh.
I'm telling you, I'm like 230 pounds. I was doing cartwheels in the middle of the street because I ain't never got to talk to you ever again. We don't never, ever have to speak again, ever.
Yes, I do. When she get married, stuff like that go on.
We ain't
got
to talk.
Discuss.
We ain't got
to
talk.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to discuss some stuff. Because my mother...
Like what? What's going to discuss?
My mother and them got into an argument when I was planning for my wedding about stuff that happened in 73. And I'm sure they thought they weren't going to ever have to talk again.
I don't see what's there to talk about. I mean, it's your wedding. I'm just there for support.
No,
you're gonna
be in the wedding.
Well, I know that, but
okay then. Well, you're gonna be in the wedding. Things are gonna be discussed. The city,
they say the daddy's head all anyway. So
they say what?
The father of the bride pays it all.
You know what? That don't go on no more, though. It don't happen like
I'm
that
just,
anymore.
I'm just saying you're going to be an intricate part of the planning of the wedding. They're going to be talking to you about it. So it's going to have to be discussed. I'm sure she's going to be involved with her daughter's wedding.
I'm pretty sure she is, too, but that don't mean I got to talk to her. She could just
text
me, and I'll text her back.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Just text me. That's all I ask. We ain't never got to speak ever again in life. Just text me and I won't be rude. I'll text you back.
Okay.
Because I done cussed out many times over text.
We'll see how that works out.
It's so easy to cuss people out in text messages. That's beautiful.
I know. You just put everything in all caps.
I hate your guts. I hope you die.
Oh, that's what that means when you put stuff out. I was wondering what my hell my baby's mama was. Why are you hollering at me? How the hell I'm hollering at you? I'm texting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
them
caps.
It all caps.
Oh, I didn't know. I got pissed off. About I'm hollering at you. How the fuck I'm hollering at you? I'm texting your ass. Well, stop hollering at me.
No, if you use the caps. If you use the caps, man, you holler.
Oh, I didn't know that, man. I really didn't. I don't text. I don't do that text shit.
Oh,
yeah, I learned that in, because you're not supposed to do that in email, neither.
Uh-oh.
That's how I learned
I didn't know. Well, yeah. If I cared about how she felt, I probably would apologize. But since I don't care about how she feels, so, oh, well, my mistake.
Man, I would never apologize to my daughter's mother, ever, for nothing. I could be dead wrong. I will not say I'm sorry to her, ever. Never, ever, 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 ever. I am not sorry for nothing when it comes to you. I'm cool with that. But speaking about text messages, you can do just about anything with text messages because people can't really see your face. You know, they can't see your expression. Because you can text, I love you, and be laughing like a mug. They have no clue.
Yeah, well, that goddamn internet dating, you up here sexing with a motherfucker and end up a big fat motherfucking dude talking about, yeah, baby, yeah, yeah, I'm rubbing my titties right now. See? That internet shit. Texting all
I've
that
never done
shit.
Sexting. I've never, ever done sexting. I just thought it was talking dirty. That's all it is, right? Just saying what you're going to do to a person.
I guess. If it don't got no control, I don't know shit about the computer. Shit.
I have no clue, but hold on, let me bring in a new caller. Caller, what's on you?
What's up, it's Waylo.
What's up, Doc?
Who's good, Waylo?
Chilling. What's good? Who is that?
Did you get your money?
Did I get the money? Yeah, I got the money.
Oh, that's a good thing. So you should be having a good 4th then.
Oh, yeah, everything, I mean.
Hey, you ever sexted before?
Sexted? What's that? Sex text?
It is sexting or sexting?
Sexting, yeah, that's what it's sexting.
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 Oh,
sex.
Yeah.
All right, explain the concept to me, dude. I ain't never done it before.
Well, it's including, you know, pictures and shit like that. Then you tell her what you want to do to her. She say some shit. She'll send you another picture. You send her a picture. You know, go back and forth with pictures and shit.
Does this shit turn you on?
No, not really. That's like, shit, throwing my shit out and just let them sit there. You ain't going to do nothing to it.
Oh, y'all see the fireworks?
Damn.
No, we don't see the fireworks.
I sure don't see none. It's still light over here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. How the hell y'all seeing fireworks?
Who are you talking to?
Who was that that said? Who just said y'all see the fireworks?
I was talking to my son.
They shooting fireworks off already?
Yeah.
It ain't
still
dark
light outside.
Huh?
I guess.
Well, it's getting dark here.
Yeah, but you don't want to shoot them off to a dog. Wasting that damn light.
I'm just saying, I saw
some. Well, shit, they scared to do shit in the dark nowadays. They probably scared motherfuckers gonna come steal the fireworks, shit.
I'm looking through my window, seeing them.
I don't see no fireworks. I ain't heard none yet. But I know it's coming. It's just like New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? New Year's Eve, everybody's clock is different. You know, it's 2 in the morning. Somebody popping like it's 11:59. Yeah, bro, you kind of late. You know what I mean?
He just leaving the club. He had to get his shots off.
You 2 hours late. Ain't nobody's clock synchronized.
Right?
Yeah, you can't do that up here, though. They had a SWAT team in front of your crib.
Shit, all these straight bullets going to houses nowadays. Stay away from the windows tonight.
Yes,
I don't understand that. Like, I shoot my shit on New Year's. I got a lot of shit to shoot. And all my shit, I don't shoot that shit in the air. I shoot that shit in the ground or out of a tree.
The ground?
Yeah, you shoot it into
the
ground.
That don't come down and hit nobody.
Right.
Well, you shoot
it into
the ground.
What goes up must come down. Yeah.
Well, I know it.
You know what? I never thought about that. Never thought about that. What goes up must come down. What's up, brother?
Nothing much. What's going on, y'all?
Just chilling. This is open mic night. You got something on your mind? I'm giving a topic to the callers tonight.
Not at this moment.
All right. What about you, Waylo? I forgot to ask you.
Pull out my hat. how about? Let's see. I think we talked about men and women shaving before.
Shaving?
Yeah.
Yeah, we remember we were talking about the chick having afros down there. Yeah,
I think we
talked
about that before.
Yeah. I wouldn't let a woman shave me anyway.
Why not?
Hell no. I ain't having nothing sharp down there. Fuck around, remember something I did a long time ago. Get that body shit going on.
Well, would y'all shave y'all women?
Yeah, I shave my girl. I have no problem with that. Just can't shave.
If she let me. You better make sure I got my glasses on, though. I can't see nothing without it.
She'd be lopsided.
You know what I'm saying? I'm colorblind. I'm thinking this shaving cream is blood like a mother.
Oh, you need to cut up.
Oh, God damn. Oops. My bad. You have to have a lot of trust, though, to, you know, to give a woman a razor and you just lay it out in her mercy.
What, next to your mom?
Clippers. Just use the clippers.
Shit, they pinch too.
Put a guard on
you.
Wait, though, would you let your woman shave you?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You would, Waylo, man?
Waylo got trust. I got that much trust.
All right, you gonna sit there and you lay back, close your eyes, and she start thinking about all that bullshit you put her through.
She got to be on her knees to shave me, so if she fuck up, I'm going to give her ass a pumpkin head.
Oh, wow.
A what?
A pumpkin head. You never heard that term before?
No.
And Waylo, haven't you ever heard of Bobbit?
A Bobbit?
You've heard of Bobbit, right?
No.
Lorraine, what's her name? Lorena Bobbit?
Lorena Bobbit.
Oh, my God.
You remember what she did, right?
Yeah.
When her husband sat there and laid down and closed his eyes.
What?
Yeah, he said it was feeling good for a second. Next thing you know, then she drove down the street and threw it out the window.
You don't remember that, man?
I don't remember that.
The chopping the shit wasn't the bad, but then she drove down the street and just threw his shit out the window, man.
Well, he got an extension put on, so he ain't hurting.
He making goddamn pornos now.
Yeah,
he making pornos now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he was doing porn. But, I mean, just think about that concept. Just think if you was a cop. You was on duty that night. And you get the call. We got to go search for some, like, stuff. Think about that, man. I'd be like, it's a joke. Somebody playing a joke on me. I'm actually
need
out my car.
On the dick.
Right. Exactly. We were all of us walking down the highway. Looking down. Looking for somebody's dick. I'd be like, man, whatever. This is a joke.
They had to go look for it. It was evidence.
They found it, too.
They had to go look for it.
Yeah, they found it, too.
And I don't even think she went to jail. Did she go to jail?
Yeah, I think she went to jail.
I think she did.
This motherfucker, I found it.
She had much props in jail then. All the women looked up to her. Girl.
Uh-huh.
Always wanted to do it.
I ain't never wanted to do no shit like that. Chop shit off.
I don't care how mad at you I am.
That is like a precious jewel.
You know. I guess she was like, if she can't have it, nobody gonna have that motherfucker. She took it with her.
I wouldn't have threw it away, then I would have got it.
You know what I'm saying? What is it when they stuff animals? I would have went and got it fixed so it can be my private little toy.
Yeah, but we
that's
kind of cruel. That's fucked up.
That's a little bit cruel.
Go get some. What's that thing called? I got a book and it's called Clone a Willie.
Yeah, well, you can clone a dick.
Yeah.
That's
clone
gross.
Up, Willie. I mean, shit, it's women out there being cloned. There's men out there that like the look of a porno star, and they'll go out and get plastic dolls and get them shaped like them all the way down to the coochie.
Yep.
Yeah, but that ain't real.
They got the ones now that respond back to you.
Twitter?
That's where they messed up at. Now you got the goddamn thing talking. Oh, hell no. What's the dog get a fucking attitude? The motherfucking dog get a... Now you gotta listen to the dog cuss your ass out now.
You been going all goddamn... Oh, see, that's fucked up. No.
See, now you won't get a domestic charge for beating her ass. She can whoop my ass.
He's got your plastic doll ass.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna take this shit.
Oh, wow.
You in the room.
Shut up.
Bitch, I'll bust your motherfucking head off. I'll bust your head open.
Oh, wow.
Somebody tell me, what does it say?
I mean, they supposed to, like,
they
you program them. You program to kind, what kind of woman you like, and they supposed to be able to vibe off of your, you know, whatever.
That's just too
well, so I can actually go out here and buy a doll.
Yeah, it's
going to
cost you about
$3,000.
Yes,
it's
going to
be an arm and a leg.
$3,000 for them motherfuckers.
Yeah, that shit like $3,000.
For a dog? Yeah.
Yep. It's lifelike.
That's the lifelike for feeling once. You're supposed to feel real.
You can go to $3,000,
I might as well
go
get a real one.
$20. Yeah, but
shit,
you might as well go back.
Order you one of the Russian ones. Shit. About 3,000, 4,000.
I just watched the show about these men going to Russia for 2 weeks to find them a wife. They actually pay that shit for real, like $1,200 a date night or whatever.
Oh, you can order a wife through the mail. You get your wife through the mail nowadays.
I really thought it was jokes. I thought that was all jokes. I didn't know that they did that shit for real.
Yeah, they do that for real. You can go to Brazil and get you a chick.
Yeah.
You ain't got to leave the United States, man. You can get one right out of magazine.
Wow.
That's the one I want. You send them the money, they send you the girl.
Wow.
Great man of the United States.
That's crazy.
Don't try to keep them away from us. Us American women, that's what they trying to do.
If I order one, she won't be able to watch TV. All these shows and shit. I'm having all my shit pre-taped. I ain't watching none of this shit on TV. Housewives and all that shit.
Oh,
I ain't gonna know nothing about that shit. I got shows in 1960.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Oh no, I don't need to be cleaning.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it though, that's a true statement. American women will jack your relationship up.
That's the man that was on there. He said once you start dealing with Russian women, you look at these American women. Most of them don't even take care of their kids. I'm like, damn.
Damn. Man, that's kind of harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as soon as they get here, like you say, they cut the TV on, be watching Maury, Oprah.
That's why you pre-tape your
work.
Shows.
There's a different woman in the house. Mm. Your wife can change completely.
So they watch Maury, it's over with.
Right, she got Oprah DVR.
Oh,
wow. Episode. You come back to the crib and this shit packed up. What's going on up in here?
don't
you do me like
this.
You do me.
Okay.
You just like that dude Omori. You like that motherfucker dude Omori. You just like him.
No, she going to be like, Oprah said that I don't have to take it.
Okay. Okay.
That's what she going to be. Oprah said, I don't got to take this.
That's
Oprah said, I'm free. I'll send her right back for a refund, man. Give my money back. Give my money back.
I wasn't satisfied with that product. I need a new one.
Yeah, 30-day money back guarantee.
Well,
I will ship
it
back in
that
same
quick.
Box.
No, you know it ain't going to be that quick because they got to make sure they get their visa and stuff approved first. But they make sure they citizens first.
Who? Whoa, what's that?
Oh, that's my soul.
You all right, man? You need some help?
Nah, I'm good. Oh, hold on.
Okay. Well, what you setting off some sirens or something, man? Tornado drill around there or something?
Oh, that's
a
truck.
It sounds like a goddamn tornado drift. Then we use a scooter, and the alarm go off, everybody be up against the wall. Covered up. Y'all remember that?
Like
yeah.
That shit was going to save you.
Right.
Put your head
I hit
against the wall.
I'm trying to run outside. Don't take your dumb ass outside. Get up against the wall. Let me get up against the wall for me. And I went to school in Gary, so you know them buildings weren't built right. Well, they're
yeah,
trying
they
to save money when they built. They save money when they built beverage. Ain't no walls sturdy in there. Turn it to come. It's taking a whole building.
Hey, thinking of goddamn Gary, they had the secret millionaire on in Gary last week.
Ooh.
For what's
the secret millionaire?
Yeah, secret millionaire.
Undercover
Bob. It was the secret millionaire. He went around to a couple of Gary spots and gave some money out.
Oh, wow.
That, that idea, what's it called? Idea Downtown? Idea, whatever you call that place. But he gave them $25,000. He gave Bob Bailey, coach, $25,000 plus gave him $50,000 for himself.
Just for nothing?
He walked around and saw the things they was doing, you know what I'm saying, trying to clean up and shit like that. He was acting like just a regular
money. They pick who they want to give it to. They be millionaires, but you wouldn't know it.
And I never knew how raggedy that motherfucker is till you actually see it on TV.
Oh, wow.
That's a raggedy-ass goddamn city, man. Can't the nerd have that shit on TV. I got the press.
What are you talking about?
Gary, shit. He had a secret millionaire there.
Well, I tell y'all what, right now, y'all go ahead and do the show. I'm about to go out here and start sweeping. I'm finna go start sweeping the curve, man. So somebody could see me and give me
$20,000.
Yeah. I figure if I'm sweeping the curb, I'm trying to clean up. They giving out money for just cleaning
gonna,
up, right?
That ain't gonna do shit.
Okay.
You never know, man. The people in Gary didn't know they had
a
millionaire. I'm just saying, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, how many millionaires in the city of Gary? Think about it.
There's a lot of millionaires in Gary. You just don't know the motherfucker.
Ain't it the truth?
They don't live in Gary.
No, they live in Gary.
They live in Gary.
I'm not talking about the pharmaceutical
dude. Nah, I ain't talking about them either. You know that dude that be swinging them incense?
Oh, yeah, he rich on the motherfucker.
The incense, that motherfucker a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. He sure is.
Well, I ain't never seen no
motherfucker
swinging no damn incense.
Ain't he the one that's
been doing that forever?
The same incense dude that's been doing it forever.
Yeah.
Ain't he the one sometimes he be in the hospital?
Yeah, he do a little dance and he swing, act like he's playing an instrument at you. That motherfucker rich as fuck.
Wow.
So you trying to tell me
his role.
He made $1 million off of selling incense?
Get the fuck out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Well, I know, and this ain't got nothing to do with a man talented, but you know that man, I don't know if he's dead or not, but that old man with them big monster teeth in his mouth and them long dreadlocks that be walking around.
Yeah.
That man had money, too. He
had money, but they started fucking with some drugs. Like that motherfucker that
he had money. It was a lady who used to sign his checks every at the beginning of the month to make sure he paid all his bills off, and then she would sign him a check and cash it and everything for him. Like he had money all the time. I don't know if he did now or not.
You ever see that special on 2020 that's showing them guys out there begging for money, then going to around the corner, jumping in bands and some shit?
Yeah, they always do that shit.
I ain't giving them a dime.
I'd be like, shit, I was just about to ask you for some change, motherfucker.
I've seen women out begging for money and situations like that, and I'll give money. Even if they is, you know what I'm saying, trying to pull the scheme, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. So it don't matter what they doing, you're still supposed to get that blessing.
All right, Waylo, we had to put you on mute, bro, to you handle your background. Right,
did you hear anything I just said?
I heard a little bit of it, but you can repeat it.
Yeah.
She said, give a blessing in your heart. Yeah, it's a lesson. She'll still get the blessing. It's not what they doing. It's what you did.
Yeah, but if they, I mean, come on. If you out there digging and you got more money than me, come on, you ripping me off. Right? Everybody got to agree
with
that.
No. They actually digging their own, you know what I'm saying? They putting themselves in a hole, they self, really. They cutting off their blessings. You getting a blessing because you're doing it out the kindness of your heart.
Oh, I'm getting scammed, though. I don't got time to be waiting on that shit. They scamming me right now.
Wow.
Exactly.
Shit.
I don't give them nothing, man. I ain't giving a bite of my sandwich or nothing.
If I really feel that person needs, like the other day,
wow,
and asked for somebody to get something to eat, I gave her a couple of dollars because I felt she was sincere about it.
I'm hungry, man. I get a couple of dollars.
You better go in there and make you a bologna sandwich.
I ain't got no food, man. I'm hungry as hell,
guess,
man.
Guess what? If somebody came to me and said they was hungry and I had it, I would buy them something to eat.
Oh, shit. Don't try to be like that motherfucker that got cash that one day. That motherfucker said, you got some change? Cab was like, no, I don't. Cab had his work uniform on. That motherfucker said, you a goddamn liar. Y'all just got paid yesterday. Oh, man, that shit was hilarious.
Wow. No, I would buy them something to eat. I wouldn't say that I would give them money.
And what if he got mad and said, I don't want this shit?
Guess what? Give it back to me. I've seen it happen where a lady went in the store and bought a bag of groceries and gave it to, and they threw it back at her and said they didn't want that.
See, I want to get my own shit.
Yes. And other people stopped her and told her it was an alcoholic. He was an alcoholic, a drug addict, and, you know, not to feel bad and everything. But she didn't feel bad.
Smoking that kush.
She didn't feel bad. She said she was doing
kush. If she was smoking some kush, she gonna want them groceries.
Okay.
Find the munchies. She was smoking something else.
Smoked a dime bag of kush with a purple blunt.
Then she wanted them groceries.
Yeah,
I ain't seen nobody
weed, but that ain't gonna stop her.
Yeah, I ain't seen nobody smoking no weed turning.
Yeah,
no groceries
she ain't gonna deny no groceries. I mean, really.
Not smoking no weed, you want them groceries.
She was smoking meth and shit like that.
Man, there's so much shit out there nowadays. You don't know what the fuck motherfuckers sniffing. That bath salt is the worst I heard. That's
what?
That zombie shit.
Yeah, but you smoke. You don't even know what you smoke.
I'm smoking marijuana, motherfucker. I break
my own
shit up.
You don't know
shit,
what's in
I
it.
Do.
If you
I break
didn't grow,
my own
you
shit
don't
up.
Know what's in it.
You don't know what they're spraying on it.
I know this much. It's not none of that bath salt. There's no cocaine in it. And it's not dipped in the vomit fluid.
You don't know that.
I do know that. You know the goddamn how weed make you feel and how that other crazy shit? I ain't jumping off no buildings. I might beat myself to death after smoking, but I ain't jumping off no goddamn buildings.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're smoking. If you didn't grow it, if you bought it from a motherfucker on the corner, you have no clue on what you just bought.
That's just like going to the Chinese restaurant. You don't know what you eat in there.
Hell, you go to the, that's like what I was going to say when you go to McDonald's.
You don't
know
never know. You
eating.
Never know.
You didn't kill
you
that cow.
Know.
I take
you order
my
a pizza. You
green.
Don't never know what they delivered to you. He could have sneezed on your shit or coughed
it's
on your
same.
Spit on your shit.
I'm taking the same chance as you going to McDonald's smoking my bud.
I'm just saying.
They do spray shit and bake it, put it in the oven.
I just get a better laugh out of mine.
I ain't trying to smoke no extra chemicals, really.
But that's what you're smoking. Because if you don't grow it,
I'm over here smoking
no
Newport Short in the box.
But that goes
if
that's the case, then that goes with everything. Okay. That goes with everything, then. Cigarettes, you don't know what the fuck really in them. You ain't
making it, honestly.
But
you're not making it.
When I've just heard about what they put in cigarettes, I don't even know why I'm still smoking right now. But it's
supposed to be rat poison in them motherfuckers.
They said it's rat poison, rat piss.
I'm still smoking these motherfuckers, too.
They do tell you what's in cigarettes.
People just
they tell you exactly what's in it. They have to by law. They got to tell you what's in a cigarette. But that dude standing on the corner ain't going to tell you what's in that weed you just bought. At least I know what I'm in here. I know when I'm inhaling. You have no clue on what you're inhaling. Something that's supposed to be weed. You don't know that, though.
Well, the shit,
if he pulling the buds off the stem,
like
If he pulling the buds off the stems and the seeds popping out of it, then I'm pretty sure, unless he got some of that good, and it ain't got no seeds.
I don't want no goddamn seeds.
You know, sometimes, you know. Sometimes you get the weed with the seeds, and sometimes you don't. You know, moving on up in age, you know, you don't have to get the weed with the seeds, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about weed, but I want the seeds.
No, you don't.
I remember my mama used to spread her shit on her album cover.
And
till it
drain the seeds out.
And roll all the seeds out of it, dude. You should trip me out. What are you doing?
Yes.
I used to think you could take those seeds and grow a marijuana plant. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I used to think.
You
can take
gotta
the
have
seeds.
Male, you gotta have female
and
seeds.
Bury them.
Yeah, but they gotta be female seeds. Gotta have a male
what
and female seed.
What the fuck is the difference between a female and a male seed, dude?
It's supposed to be a big difference. I couldn't tell you because I can't grow tomatoes.
I know people that have grown it, but honestly, there's other things that have to be done to it because smoking a weed plant and ain't nothing been done to it, it's just like smoking tobacco.
What do you mean? What do you mean if ain't nothing been done to it?
Like, you know how on what's that movie with Method Man and he had that plant and he could just take weed off the plant and smoke and it'd be all high and shit, wasn't it? So how high?
How high,
yeah. Yeah, how high.
In red, man.
Okay, that's not how it happened. You can't take a weed off of a bud like that off of a plant and it makes you high like that. They have to drain it. They have to drain the plant from the moisture and all this other kind of stuff. They have to do all other kind of stuff to it before you.
So if I'm walking through the woods and I walked across a whole bunch of marijuana plants, I can't just pick the trees up and sell them?
Yeah, you can pick
it
up.
I have to do something else to it.
You can pick it up and sell it, and then they're going to break it down. Like, okay, if you ever watch anything about marijuana on TV, they clip the buds off of it, and they put them in areas where they drain the moisture out of the room, all the moisture out of the. And I guess that does something to the weed.
It brings the THC level up.
Yeah. Like they do all kind of stuff to the shit before they basically sell it.
So that's saying that weed comes from the ground. That's a lie.
No,
they ain't the same weed from the ground. But by the time you get it, they ain't the same weed from the ground, right? It's been some stuff done to it.
Right. Just like with anything like.
Like hunting, man. When you go hunting there, you gotta drain the wildness out the mug. You can't just cut that mug open and eat it.
You can't just sell a deer cut up in pieces at the grocery store. They cutting certain parts of the deer apart, you know what I'm saying? Getting certain things out of the deer, you know, draining it from certain bloods. Because really, when you get hamburger and all that other kind of stuff and it's red, that's not what it looked like for real. That's a dye that they put in that shit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I do want to. I want to smoke like a purple blunt.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't think you should, really.
No, you don't.
I don't think you write the right kind of.
No, I want to have sex, though, after I finish doing it.
I'm
going to pass the fuck out.
Honestly, though, if you had that experience, the person that you have sex with, you're going to be in love, like, ready to go to the chapel.
Really?
Chapel and shit. Yeah, you're going to be out of love.
See, if I want such a punk, I'll try it. I'm scared though.
Yeah.
I can't smoke this. I would love to smoke it though and then go have sex. That's gotta be just that's gotta be great. To be high. Gotta be great. What you think, Janine? You ever smoked one and got busy?
Nope.
Never? So you don't smoke then, right?
No, I used to smoke, but that was when weed was weed. I don't know what it is now.
Well, when you was doing it, you never got busy? Right?
No. I smoked to calm my nerves just while I smoked cigarettes, and that's all it did. It made me so calm, I fell peacefully asleep. So if I smoke, they knew I'm going to sleep. There was nothing happening after that.
Oh, okay.
I want to know what happened.
Happened?
You missed nothing.
I want to know why I just had to call back to the show. Why I get kicked off?
I don't know. It just says you hung up.
No, and I didn't hang up, sweetie.
That's what it says. Caller drops. That's what I got on my screen.
That was crazy.
That's boost for you.
I'm on a landline.
Oh.
You don't stop talking about boost. I don't have no problems with boost.
Boost is a piece of crap.
I don't have no problems with boost.
All right, so somebody tell me what is it like to get some when you're high? Might describe the experience for me.
Oh my goodness. Oh my.
I ain't never done it before.
Oh my goodness.
I may want to try it.
Mm.
What is it like? I mean, what do you think about? Because you be high. I know, you know, people say you smoke and you get the giggles. You know, everything is funny to you.
And depends.
What do you think about?
It depends on how it affects you and what kind of reefer you get.
Yeah, it depends on the person.
Yeah. I've seen people cry after smoking reefer.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet that was hilarious. Oh,
no,
man.
It wasn't. It was like almost like, oh, my God. Like, they actually were crying hard tears and shit.
I'm talking about the sexual aspect of it. I mean,
you thinking of pills or something, man.
What are you thinking about?
You thinking of, you might want to take an X or something, man.
He want to see the psychedelic colors.
It's just like fucking if you was drunk. Shit. That's how it is to me. It's the same.
I don't know.
You thinking of pills, man.
I don't know. I enjoy myself more. That's what I should say. I have enjoyed myself more when I had just got through smoking than drinking.
So it's better high than sober.
Yeah. No, I can't say it's better high than sober. I say it's better high than drunk.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, which one would you prefer, Jimmy? You prefer that high sex or the drunk sex?
The drunk.
The drunk. Okay, why the drunk?
I don't know. He puts it in when he's fucked up. I don't know. People do things differently.
Yeah, they do, because my friend puts it in when he's on gone off some of that draw or something. Oh, my.
So you prefer your guy to be high instead of drunk then, right?
Honestly, it don't make me no never mind. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the stiffness of the cock.
Well, I'm saying though, if you've had both, which one would you prefer? I mean, which one is better
for you? That was just for my feeling. I don't know how they feel. I mean, from what I know, all of them could have been, you know what I'm saying, on the same level. You never know, but, like, you know. I can say I have had more bad experiences with drunk sex than I have with just high. But I have also had sex with bad experiences with completely sober, like neither high or, you know, because the man didn't know what he was doing. Lord Jesus. So
a lot of times it seems like when men be drinking, they go longer too.
Yeah, they go longer, but when they high, they seem like they go longer and deeper. Like, oh my God,
that's because you high.
No, because I mean,
you just high at that point in time.
No, because I mean, I've been sober for a while now. So
okay,
I've experienced them being high, and I'm just reaping the benefits of them being high.
I prefer a drunk.
Like,
you get,
oh my goodness. I mean, he ate me up for like, oh my goodness, 2 hours.
He was drunk or high?
High.
He's out his goddamn rabbit ass mind. 2 hours?
2 hours.
That motherfucker here.
He went past Munchies. He was trying to suck your insides out. He thought you was an oyster or something.
Oh,
shit.
That's a long time.
No, I know that motherfucker jaws was hurting.
That's a long time, but I've told you I've had it before where the guy ate me for 3 hours straight, but...
That's a lot of shit. How long did you suck his dick? Did he get a 3 hour suck head?
Guess what? That's what make it so even more lovely, because I didn't have to use none of my jaw muscles.
Oh, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Ain't it?
Because he was high.
Yeah.
Sober, that would not have happened.
Drunk, that wouldn't have happened.
That would not. He'd been like, yo, your turn.
Okay. Yeah, drunk, that wouldn't have happened.
Hey, I did that before, right? I told the girl, I said, your turn. She said, my turn for what? I said, what you going to do, me? She said, I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
I was hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you go for it.
I was hot. I started the clothesliner, man. Ooh, I was hot.
Mm-hmm.
We better 69.
Usually, though, like, if a woman decides that she ain't going to do it, if the man does such a good job, you know, she's going to want to do it just because he did such an awesome job. So maybe you
now,
didn't
my,
do
my skills was
good
on point
enough
that
job.
Night. I had 240s of St. Ives.
That don't mean you did a good job on her. She might not have been.
I'd have waited till her ass went to sleep. She'd have woke up. Who dick is this? God damn it. I told you I was going to get mine. She got fucked that. Don't trick me like that.
Oh, man. She pissed me off. Boy, I was mad at him. I ain't show it. I didn't let her know I was mad. But I was.
My dick would have went in some hole. Eye socket, ear, nose. It would have been close to the mouth. God damn it. She's going to fuck that.
I was
trying
to
clothesline
her, man, on the way out the door. Get out. You know what I'm saying? I done broke you off. You know, you can't give me the same respect. Come on, now. It's 2000. This is me. And I'm pretty sure I ain't the only person that didn't happen to. Ladies. How many times y'all broke somebody off and didn't get broke off yourself? It happens.
What?
Well, come on now. Y'all ain't never broke nobody off and they ain't break you off back.
Somebody just said they got three hours and didn't have to do nothing back.
Right. I've had so many times where I didn't have to do nothing, and I wanted to just because they did such an awesome job, and I still didn't have to, like, oh, my goodness.
And what did he do? Whoa. You wanted to. And what did he say? No?
No, he just went straight forward. He just went straight forward.
I don't know. No man's going to turn down a head job.
I mean, I didn't like, you know what I'm saying, beg him. No.
Okay.
He just went straight forward. So, like, he didn't, like, stop and wait for me to, you know, or even... option that he wanted it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he'll be mad at me then, because I'll be swinging around. We going 69 then, goddamn. I'm putting something in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Goddamn.
No, that. Man, you just roll over on the bed, man, and be like, just lay there.
But you know what? I feel like this. I feel like when a man got to, like, focus on making sure you see his dick and he wants you to see, he wants you to give him it, that's like a turn off. Like, if we fucking, you should, if I didn't come out and ask you, then you should already assume something is going to happen, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, ooh,
I'm going to enjoy myself. So, however it happens, I should just let it happen instead of just time and shit. Like, she finna give me some head before I do this. So she, that's your mind out in the wrong space, baby.
Usually they just lay down.
You'll figure
exactly
out what my balls touching your chin.
That's
you figure out what I want done.
And here I just
my balls hanging off. My balls hanging off your chin. Shouldn't be no words have to be said.
Mm-mm. If I start touching you, your dick start going up. That's automatic. You got to get your dick sucked with
Say that again.
That's what I'm talking about.
Say that again. You what?
I said
if you just laying there, like if the guy just laying there and I just go to rub you, I'm not even rubbing in that area. I'm just like say I'm rubbing your chest and your shit just get hard just like that. Like, oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
That's an automatic.
You know what I'm saying? That's an automatic. But if you like, okay, we get in the room, we on the bed or we doing whatever, and I can't even, like, relax on the bed and you got it sitting on the side of my face, like, you know, come on, man. Like, that would be such a turnoff. Like, I would make sure that I'm not giving you no action. You ain't getting none of this now. Just because that's a turnoff. Like, I already know that I'm proud of myself in what I do and how I do it. So I'm gonna do what I do. But when you trying to force your dick down my throat, You trying to make me get up and be like, ugh. If I'm not forcing my coochie down your face, you know what I'm saying? I'm not smothering you with my coochie, you know what I'm saying? So give me that same respect to love on it and suck on it how I want to.
I can agree with that. As long as you do it, we good. I don't even think you should have to ask anymore. It should just be automatic.
I mean, you know, it should be. If you decide to go there with somebody that deep.
Well, I think it should be automatic. You know, I know. Let's just quit playing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, you know, taking turns. Say it's your turn. Right. You know, then it's my turn. Now it's back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. I'm not going to ask nothing. If you don't do it on the second day, then I might have to ask the third time, like, yo, what's up?
It's been three times now.
Right. Yeah, this is the third time, man. What's up? You know, oh, I don't do that. You a damn lie. Who don't do it now? I mean, think about it. Who don't do it? Can anybody think of one person that don't do it?
Yeah.
Out of all the people you know in your life, can you think of one person who don't do it?
I know somebody who told me, and this blew me away, told me that they do not want a man to give them oral sex. They think it's disgusting.
What about a woman? Do they want a woman to give it to them?
They don't want a woman to give them to them either. They think it's disgusting.
Okay, but if she's doing it, though?
She said that it's nothing but a piece of skin. And if she wanted to do it and they had good hygiene, she would do it. But I'm like, how could you let him put his penis down your throat, but you can't get your coochie cat licked on? Girl, is you crazy?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, girl.
I mean,
girl,
I know.
She can suck my dick anytime.
I don't agree, but I understand what she's saying. There is a difference.
I mean,
what's the difference?
There's a big difference. We can clean ourselves better than some women can.
Y'all stuff is out there in the open. Ours is not. Ours hold, like, it's just
all types of shit.
You know what I'm saying?
We
have a roof couch.
And it's on the woman. You know,
we have more bodily fluids that come out of our private area than you all.
Yeah.
So you say she's protecting the man.
She's
not letting
protecting
him, do
her,
it.
Him and herself, I guess. She
I
said
mean,
it would.
I don't agree with
that either. I think that's.
I don't agree. If you know your stuff is clean,
and his dick the one going in you, I don't see why he should be having a problem with going down.
She said it turned her off, like she could not kiss her man because he had that she got they got drunk and he had gave her oral sex and was trying to kiss her in the mouth, and she said she could not kiss him for like almost a month. It turned her off every time he tried to kiss her.
Mm.
I'm like, I ain't never in my life. I've never in my life
heard that shit before. Unless she
knows
something wrong with it, I don't know.
Exactly. She knows something he don't.
No, I mean, this person is like health conscious, eats well, all that other kind of stuff. She's I know. She's just weird like that. Like,
well, what does she say that he says? I mean, how does he feel about it?
He feels like that she needs. He says it might be like a deep rooted problem. She needs to see psychiatrist because. He wants to do it and she doesn't, and he gets upset.
I've never heard of a woman turning that down in my life. Never. Who turns that down? She crazy.
Mm.
I agree. She need to see somebody. She need to talk to somebody.
I mean,
she got some issues.
I don't know. I could say.
I wouldn't mind though.
I can say that you can never tell me that you want me to give you oral pleasure, but you don't believe in giving women oral pleasure. I would laugh so hard in your face.
Well, I wouldn't admit it after you were done.
Nah.
I'll wait till you was done, then I'll tell you.
Oh yeah. By the way, I don't do that.
I'm sorry. I don't do that, baby.
But you did a bang up job, though.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
Or you can always say, well, you know, I had never done it before, and then just make the experience horrible, which she never asks again.
That's fucked up.
You can do that. See, you can actually do that. Unless you want to be a teacher. You know, someone would be like, oh, no, I'll teach you.
Mm. Yeah, I've taught some people. I've taught, oh, my goodness.
You've taught people?
I'm starting to hear the fireworks.
Oh, I've taught people. The last person that I taught was my daughter's father. Oh, my goodness.
But you taught what?
I taught him how to eat. Oh, my goodness. I fed him some buttercream. Mm.
You don't know how to eat. Keep your mouth down now. You're fucking my shit up, and I ain't about to feed you.
Oh, my goodness. honey.
How can it be bad, though?
I could say, like, okay, it wasn't bad, but I have enhanced his eating skills to the best of his ability. That's why it's like, damn.
But how can it be bad?
It can be bad.
Looking at mud like a cat.
The top of your head, just like you would punch a bitch in the top of her head. If she bit your shit, you'd be wanting to punch a nigga in the top of his head because he ain't eating on it right. Come on.
Or if you're scraping it with your teeth or like you don't know what you're doing. That's a pill.
Pulling on it like trying to see how far it's going to stretch.
Damn, what folks do that?
They bite on the lips of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And pulling on it and shit like trying to be sexy. I don't know what y'all be trying to do, but...
Really? I didn't know people did that. That's a new one on me.
to see how far I stretch. Incredible. Okay. And how do you scrape your teeth? How does a dude scrape his teeth?
Oh my goodness!
That motherfucker got his whole head in there.
Right. I don't see
just
how that
like
can happen.
How a woman would scrape her teeth.
But that's different. That's different. That's totally different. How can a man scrape his teeth?
Because he's munching too hard, like he hungry. Like he's starving.
I'm about to say, I haven't seen some big clicks before, but goddamn, I ain't seen one that big that you scrape it on your tooth.
I mean, they scraping all parts of your coochie, your lips, your clit, you know what I'm saying, just eating a little bit too. And they're not focusing. They don't, you know, they're just so excited to be down there. Or they trying to do too much, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, that's a new one on me.
Yeah, I've never heard that one before.
I don't even think in my rookie days I did some shit like that.
You do that kind of shit on purpose.
You think so?
That's done on purpose. Only way that can happen. You can't even accidentally do that.
Mm.
Yeah, you must have pissed him off. He was trying to bite your shit.
I've never had to find somebody be pissed off and still want to get my coochie. I ain't never.
Got to put on a mouth guard next time.
Mm-hmm. Like DMX say, Great. He did that to your own purpose. You did something to piss him off.
How the hell you do that?
I'm trying to get a visual, man, but I can't.
I'm going with the big lips. Okay, I've been doing the big click, and I still don't see how the fuck your teeth get in the gut.
Because they start sucking and chewing on shit. Like,
was he sucking on that mug like a neck bone? I thought it was shit.
I mean, I haven't had it happen in so long. I really can't even say. But I can't. See
I'm actually doing the motion, and I still can't see it. I'm actually doing the motion right now, and I still cannot see how I can do that. I'm licking the air. I'm actually licking the air to see how far my teeth gonna go out.
Some people's foot is not sitting out. It's not like right there.
Is true. Not everybody's vagina is shaped the same.
It's not shaped.
Okay, but it. I'm confused.
I still don't see. Did he have buck teeth or something?
He had some big ass teeth.
I don't remember, but it was very. It wasn't hard having when we kissed or whatever, but when he went down, it was like, oh man. He
must have had somebody that liked him biting down there.
I guess. I don't know what the case was.
You should have corrected him real quick. Yo, bro.
Good night.
I don't get down like that.
Get down.
Change it up.
All right, you're done. You just done.
You're going to be like, shit, that's bullshit. They all like it like this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got fireworks going off. Y'all got fireworks going off?
Hey, I just heard
not over here. If you get caught lighting fireworks over here, you get evicted.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's in the
leaf? It's so dry out here. You know what I'm saying? They set up fire. It's a fire hazard. They have a band on the city, actually.
Didn't I just
kill
y'all
there
earlier?
Yeah, you did. What happened? But what happened to light them in the middle of the street? How's someone going to catch on fire in the middle of the street?
I don't know.
I don't know. They got to come down, I guess.
My kids be like, man, fuck that. We've been waiting all year for this shit. You better go light something, sparkle or something.
Okay, you better
light it.
I don't know where they going to light it at if they lighting it over here. Because I know it's neighborhood watches over here probably taking names and numbers.
See, that's fucked up, man. It wasn't like that when we was little.
Yeah, no.
There was nothing illegal. You could pop off what you wanted. Roman candle fights.
You had it. It was like C4 being exploded in the street.
Right, he had
house working.
Fireworks. We had holes in the street. That's how we got done. Whole street got to be repaved.
That's the difference, man. That's the difference. Like, I was a little kid in the 70s, and man, you didn't have all this old crazy stuff, man.
That's because back then it was grandmas that was older, not your grandma that's 30 years old.
That ain't got
you know
nothing to do with no dang on fireworks, though.
Got something to do with the people. That's why they don't let that shit sell no more. They scared they going to do something stupid with it. Instead of then lighting the fireworks, they going to burn down the house or something. Oh, these young motherfuckers is terrible. I wouldn't give them nothing to... I wouldn't give him a potato gun, goddammit, nowadays.
I'm glad my daughter don't even bother her, them fireworks on this show.
I tell you what, if you light fireworks in my house, I'm kicking your ass.
I've watched people on TV, and, oh, they was, like, popping fireworks in the pots and pans and shit. I'm like, oh, my goodness, my mother would have killed me doing some crazy shit like that.
Hey, you know what? I saw a show. I cannot remember the name. It's kind of like Punk, but I think it's called Prank. People play pranks on each other.
Yes.
And this dude was playing a video game. And his girlfriend snuck up behind him with some firecrackers in a pan and put it underneath his seat. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, I see that. That shit was funny.
He was hot, boy. He was hot. Oh, that was crazy. And then there's one chick on there. She mad because her boyfriend played a video game all day. And, you know, he created a certain character for his game. And she deleted it. And this dude snapped. He snapped. I mean, he punched a hole in his TV when he came back. He came back from the stove. And his character was gone. He straight snapped. Punched a hole in the TV. He kicked a hole in the wall. That backfired on her. It backfired like a bug. You can't play pranks on everybody. Even though, you know, we play some pretty good pranks.
Remember that one we watched on the internet when they told dude he won the lottery? Remember that one from the time? He wanted to lie. He was like, woo, he called his boss. Was like, I quit, told his girlfriend,
oh, yeah,
fuck you. I was fucking your friend. And his boy was in the background trying to tell him it was a joke. But it was too late. He even told his girlfriend, fuck you,
that,
bitch.
Hey, he called his boss out.
That
you.
Shit was, now that was hilarious.
I ain't coming in. I quit.
I quit.
Told I'm a millionaire.
Fuck you, bitch, I don't need you no more. I'm rich. That's why you gotta wait
hilarious.
For the check. Yeah, you wait, that's why you wait. Hey, I'm waiting on my check first. They gotta put my money in my hand before I start acting stupid.
No, now, if I had to win a ticket and I knew my numbers was good,
fuck,
I'm clowning.
I need my shit in my hand. What if the government take your shit? I want my money in my hand before I start acting a donkey.
No, I'm clowning right away. If I'm watching and they pulling off all my numbers, and I got every single number, including the Powerball, it's over. I'm clowning.
You be that one to come and be like, well, you owe all this money to us. We're going to send you $100.
you done called and cussed your bosses out and shit.
That's
get the shit in your hand.
You get a ticket to somebody that's got good credit.
Can you trust them?
Let them claim it. You let them claim it. You make sure you be right there, strapped up, you heated up and everything. You're going to give them my money.
No.
This ain't no joke. You're going to give them a cash. You know what I mean? Would you give a ticket to somebody that, you know, let's say you won $200,000 and you owe $100,000 in child support. Would you give your ticket to somebody else to claim it for you? Because, you know, once you claim it, you know, they taking it.
Yeah, you could if you trust the person.
I don't know. Shit, $200,000, man, my mama might try to rob me. I claim it. Give me the ticket. I claim it. She in Hawaii some damn way. You know, I mean, that's a lot of money. 200 G's? I just have to take the loss. I'll take the loss.
So you have to take the loss.
It's just $100,000 more than I had anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'll just take the loss. There ain't nobody going to Hawaii on my money.
So you don't want to give them that temptation.
Yeah, your own mama, man. I know my mama. She be like, this is mine. All them years I raised you,
all
I do what
I was just about to say.
All the stuff
years.
I sacrificed, it's payback. I want it all. Send me
you
a
don't need it. You don't need it anyway. All you going to do is blow it.
Yeah, I'm going to the casino. I'll be at the casino on the high roller table.
Say, I'm going to double my shit.
No doubt. Nobody else like that?
He'll be back at work.
Now I'll be looking. I'll already quit. I'm looking like a mom now.
You already quit.
Now you done blew all your money at the boat.
Yeah.
That's some shit my father do.
I know I would do it in a heartbeat.
And it'd be so funny because you done been to the boat 6 months, probably done gave them probably over thousands of dollars. And then you go, you win $1,000, then you want to go tell everybody, well, hell, you done gave them $6,000 over the past 6 months.
Hey, but I just hit that $1,000 now, though. I told y'all I was going to hit, motherfucker.
You want to go tell everybody.
I told y'all I was going to hit.
I just hit $1,000. You done gave these people, I don't know how much money. She quiet.
That's why I just play the nickel slots. That's it.
I don't see how y'all play them damn things. I got to play blackjack. I can't sit there and play them spots.
You're pretty lucky at blackjack, though.
Yeah, because them slots, only on your fucking birthday. I always have a good night on your birthday.
But I don't ever win.
On his birthday, it never fails. I have a good night. He's like my good luck charm that night.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that one time we went, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I tried to steal one of your chips, too. The dude was on me. I tried to steal one of your chips. I'm like, yo, that's my boy, dog. We came together. We friends. He's like, oh, sir? Man, dude, this is a joke, man. He's my friend, dude. Come on now.
Yeah, you know them eyes that they have. Yeah, they had them eyes everywhere on that motherfucker.
And anytime you turned your head, I tried to grab a chip. I had no chips. I'm just sitting there and beat all my little money. You got a little stack of chips in front of you. Turn your head. I'm trying to steal a chip like a sir.
Say, sir.
And you at the table, sir. Pit boss. Oh, those are some fun times, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That was on my birthday. And them slots, though, man. Them slots take you, too, man. You be feeding 20s up in there, man. You done bust 100 in there already. And you don't got nothing.
It seems like them ones just take so long. You just be sitting there.
No, you can hit them.
I was about to say, I done seen some people hit some motherfuckers on there. One dude, when I went, a couple of weeks ago,
Dude hit 2,500 on that motherfucker slot.
Damn. See, he must have been playing, you know, he had been playing 20 lines. And
I don't know what the hell we played. I know it was the Wheel of Fortune one.
I went in there, the last time I went, and played the nickel slots. And somebody had already had it set. They, you know, they was playing max everything, but I didn't know that. I put my 20 in there, man. I pushed the button and took my whole damn 20.
Damn.
Like one spear.
I was like, what the?
Yo, man, something wrong with the machine. Yo, I need some help. I pushed a little light. Yo, it took my whole 20. I was like, well, you played all the lines, sir.
No, I didn't.
You had to watch that
stuff, man.
One spear, man, took my whole 20. I was hot. I only had $60. 20 was gone on one spin.
I said one spin. Motherfuckers be losing a lot of money in them casinos.
Hell yeah, man. I wish I could own one, man. I wish I was Indian. Because all the Indians own them. Yeah, it's true. That's not no kind of racist remark or nothing, but all them tribes own all the casinos except Trump's. You know what I mean?
They deserve it after they killed them all and took their land.
What about us?
Huh?
They did us dirty too, but we ain't get nothing.
Well, that ain't the Indian's fault. That ain't the Native American's fault that they didn't give us nothing. I'm just saying,
you know,
they deserve. I ain't saying we don't deserve nothing. What I'm saying is they deserve what they got.
I totally disagree. I didn't get nothing. I'm waiting on my 40 acres and my 2 mules.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
It's not the Native Americans' fault, is what I'm saying, that they didn't give us nothing.
But don't you think we were worse off than they were? As far
no,
as history goes.
They died. They actually were killed. I mean, I know we were killed too, but a lot of their tribes were totally exterminated.
Yeah, but we got the shit beat out of us.
I ain't saying it wasn't bad. I can't say one is worse than the other. I can't say one is worse than the other. They both were bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, but the Indians fought back. We didn't have no weapons at all. We didn't know
they
jack.
Tried to fight back. They didn't have guns and stuff like that. They tried. That's why they were exterminated.
We were fighting each other and turning each other in. That's the big difference. The Indians tried to stick together.
Exactly.
We turned each other in and fought each other.
They tried
you
to
know,
use them
leave,
as slaves.
I'm telling master.
They tried to use them as slaves first. Yeah, they knew the land so good, they them motherfuckers escaped. They like, see, how you going to try to keep us as slaves on our own land? You motherfucking crazy.
All right. Yeah, I guess they knew the land so they could get away. We didn't know shit.
Exactly. We didn't speak the language. So, and they did. That's why they did that, because they had already tried to do it with the Native Americans.
See, they tricked them. They were smoking them peace pipes, man. That's how they tricked their ass. Got their ass high.
I think we got the short end of the stick out of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, black folks built this damn country. The South, anyway.
Yeah.
That should be ours. The South should belong to black folks.
I mean, if you look at it, the whole United States, all the companies and factories and everything that got started, all the machinery, we the ones who thought of that stuff. They just had the money to patent everything. All that stuff came from us. Yeah, if you want to look at it like that, they owe everything to us. All their ideas, all them ideas came from us.
I believe that. But we got fucked. They fucked you in the drive-thru.
I
now you're going to have baby go watch Lethal Weapon.
They know you're going to be a million miles away.
That's right, man. I went to Taco Bell the other day. I get the same thing. Every single time I go there, I get the same thing. And they got it wrong. I got all the way to the crib. I wasn't going to go back. I didn't eat it because they had the pickles and all that. I mean, the tomatoes and all that crap on it. They fucking drive-thru. I check my bags now. I don't care how many people behind me. Hold on. I tell them, hold on. I got to check my bag. I ain't moving until I check my bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You pay for a combo, you short some fries. But, man, hold on. You pay for it, you should get what you pay for, right?
Yep.
That's what I say. All right, y'all. It's past 10, man. My time anyway. So let me go ahead and end this show. Janine, you got any last words?
Oh, it was good talking with y'all. I will definitely be on next week. Have a good time.
Outstanding. Wiki, any last words, bro?
You know what it is. SinCity.Sprues.com. Great show. See y'all next week.
Butter, you still with us?
Yes, I enjoyed myself this evening, and I'll see y'all next week.
Outstanding. All right, y'all. Thank everybody. Thank y'all for calling in. I greatly appreciate it. Thank everybody listening on the internet. Peace, love, and grease. Next Tuesday night, y'all. Peace.